One of the main issues was that it was just not a good venue. It was clearly they didn't check with autistic people to make it accessible. So it was one huge room where the lights were very bright and it was very loud. It's just a better way to have done something like this would have been to have it in multiple smaller rooms, or at least have a room that had more sound absorbing material. And the lights couldn't have been dimmed, which is a problem for a lot of autistic people. Also, I don't think it was generally accessible. They did claim that it was wheelchair accessible, but there were internal steps going between the internal area and the hall, and it wasn't clear to me that it would have been accessible for people who need, who have wheelchairs. I'm not sure about that. They did say that that different autistic people prefer different lighting and sound environments, but the community is pretty unanimous generally on wanting quieter environments and dimmer lights. Usually those that can handle more of a sensory onslaught can also handle less of a sensory onslaught, whereas those who can't handle the space at all. It's also very difficult generally for everyone to hear and think. There were a lot of older people in the room who I think had sort of difficulty hearing as well. So they mixed up they had two sessions on each day. The morning session was for autistic people and family and carers, and the afternoon was just for professionals. They didn't seem to understand the distinction that autistic people and their families and carers is not one homogenous group. Autistic people might have different views from their families and carers, plus many of the carers will be people caring for much younger people or people with much higher support needs, which is important, but they also need to listen to autistic adults from our own experiences. So there was a problem in not recording the number of actually autistic people who attended, which they didn't seem to understand. And when I raised it, they tried to address it by, they finally said that they'll stick a piece of paper where people can write their names if they're autistic. Obviously, that's not ideal. They didn't really make it clear. They sort of, in the end, said, people wouldn't say. But it wasn't really the best way to go about it in the first place. It's not a good way to do record keeping. Plus, people would be outing themselves on a big public sheet of paper.